Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making no moves.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Good evening.
Hi. Just you and Mom and Hubert and myself, Angela.
All right.
Okay. We'll just wait until a few more people come. You want to run the show? Good evening, Auntie Don.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
Good evening, doing good. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Loretta.
Good evening.
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
All right. Okay. Who do? Oh, we got another call coming in.
Sister Shirley.
Okay.
Yes,
she's here. Good evening. Auntie Carrie.
Good evening.
Good
evening.
Okay.
Yes.
You may go ahead and start reading. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Deuteronomy 20. When you go to war against your enemies and see horses and chariots and an army greater than yours, do not be afraid of them, because the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, will be with you. When you are about to go into battle, the priest shall come forward and address the army. He shall say, "Hear, O Israel, today you are going into battle against your enemies. Do not be faint-hearted or afraid. Do not be terrified or give way to panic before them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory. The officers shall say to the army, 'Has anyone built a new house and not dedicated it? Let him go home, or he may die in battle, and someone else may dedicate it. Has anyone planted a vineyard and not begun to enjoy it? Let him go home, or he may die in battle, and someone else enjoy it. Has anyone become pledged to a woman and not married her? Let him go home, or he may die in battle, and someone else will marry her.' Then the officer shall add, 'Is any man afraid of faint-hearted? Let him go home, so that his brothers will not become disheartened too.' When the officer have finished speaking to the army, they shall appoint commanders over it. When you march up to attack a city, make its people an offer of peace. If they accept and open their gates, all the people in it shall be subject to forced labor and shall work for you. If they refuse to make peace and they engage you in battle, lay siege to that city. When the Lord your God delivers it into your hands, put to the sword, all the men in it. As for the women, the children, the livestock, and everything else in the city, you may take these as plunder for yourself, and you may use the plunder the Lord your God gives you from your enemies. This is how you are to treat all of the cities that are at a distance from you and do not belong to the nations nearby. However, in the cities of the nation the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, do not leave alive anything that breathes. Completely destroy them. The Hittites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and the Jebusites, as the Lord your God has commanded you. Otherwise, they will teach you to follow all the detestable things they do in worshiping their God, and you will sin against the Lord your God. When you lay siege to a city for a long time, fighting against it to capture it, do not destroy its trees by putting an axe to them, because you can eat their fruit. Do not cut them down. Are the trees of the field people that you should besiege them? However, you may cut down trees that you know are not fruit trees and use them to build siege house, siege work until the city at war with you falls. Atonement for an unsolved murder. I have read the full chapter of Deuteronomy 20. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. Let me do my call so we know who else on the call. I have Yvonne, Hubert, Mom, Mother, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Shirley, and myself, Angela. Did I miss anyone?
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
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 Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. Now, if everyone will bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line led by Mother May.
Okay. Heavenly Father, thank you for placing faithful Christians in our lives to support and to guide us on our journey. We pray, Lord, that you bless this prayer line and everyone that attend, and we give you the praise and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
All right, thank you for that prayer, Mom. We're
going to
get started.
Auntie Betty? Yes. I'm coming from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, starting at verse 14. And God has both raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Know ye not that your body are the member of Christ? Shall I then take the member of Christ and make them a member of harlot? God forbid. What? Know ye not that he which is joined unto a harlot is one body? For two, said he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man does is without the body, but he that committed fornication sins against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Let's move to Hubert.
I was talking about the Bible and Scripture to her.
Okay.
And the Lord speaking to Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and account before Sahara, between Migdol and the sea, over this mountain. Before it shall ye account by the king. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land, and the wilderness has shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall fall after them, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants were turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots and all of the chariots of Egypt and captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with a high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them, and the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, and his horsemen, and his army, and overtook them, encamping by the sea, beside Sahara, before Baal-Zephon. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Next we have Loretta.
Yes, my reading is Philippians 4:4-7. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice in the Lord always. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, pray. With thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard you. Will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Amen.
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 All righty. Thank you for that reading, Loretta. Next, we'll have Auntie Dot.
Yes. I'm going to read Psalm 18, verse 1 through 5. I will love thee over. O Lord, my strength, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrow of death compact me, and the flood of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrow of hell compassed me about. The snare of death prevent me. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie. And next we'll have Sister Shirley.
Yes, I'm coming from Romans chapter 13, starting at verse 8. Love, for the day is near. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law, the commandments, Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not covet. And whatever other commandments there may be are summed up in this one rule. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does not do harm to its neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, close yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. Next we'll have...
Thank you.
Loretta?
Who did you say?
Did I do Loretta?
Yes.
Okay, let's do Mom.
Okay, I'm coming out of Mark 9-29, and the seventh is saying, where is your faith? The story of a boy with an evil spirit immediately followed that of the transgression of Jesus. These two scenes contrast the glory and power of the Lord with the importance and frustration of the disciples. After the transfigured, Mark said that when the people saw Jesus, they were overwhelmed with wonder and ran to greet him. Just a few verses later, we are told that the disciple was not able to drive out the evil spirit. They didn't look good in the eye of the crowd. In the transgression, God confirmed in Jesus the authority to complete his mission of healing, teaching, and saving. This is my son whom I love. Listen to him. That authority empowered him to say to the disciple, bring the boy to me. He rebuked the evil spirit as well as the disciple who should have been able to cure the boy, but could not because they lacked belief in their authority. Jesus expressed this in the disciple by saying, oh, unbelieving generation, how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Later, Jesus said, everything is possible for him who believes. Then the commandment, the evil spirit to come out of the boy. How often do we in the body of Christ have opportunity to say to this world, for in the name of Jesus, come out, but instead look helpless in the eye of the crowd? We have to ask ourselves, where is our faith? It is active. Does it rely on the authority of Jesus Christ? Does it carry his power and the authority to the needy and the sick and the unsaved? Does it move mountains? Where is our faith? Big question. Amen.
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 That was it, Mom. How about Auntie Carrie?
Yes. Okay, I'm reading from Revelation chapter 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more sea.
And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard the great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he sat upon the throne and said, behold, I make all things new. And then he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that is Antichrist for the fountain of water of life freely. He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and the unbeliever and the abomination, the murderers, the whoremonger, the scornful, the idolater, and the liar shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven pledges, and talked with me, saying, come hither, and I show the bride, the lamb wife. And he carried away in the spirit of a great high mountain, and showed me all the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Amen.
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 And then we'll go to the stick and the shut in. Yeah, you want me to say the prayer, Hugo?
Yeah, the stick and the shut in.
Oh, yeah. Father, we come to you today thanking you for all you have done for us. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for our brother and our sister that is sick. Lord, we ask that you bless them in the way that they need to be blessed. Lord, and give us understanding why we are sinful people and why we cannot follow your ways. Lord, we just ask that you just lead and guide us in the way that we should go. And Lord, thank you for your word that you left back here on earth for us. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen.
Amen.
You want me to take over?
Yes. Please.
Okay. Birthdays for the week of November the 10th through the 16th. Any
Mario's
birthdays?
Huh? Mario's birthday today.
Oh, okay.
Michael on the 14th.
Oh, no, that's 14. Yeah, 14th.
Michael on the 14th.
You said Micah?
Yeah. No, that's all right.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's see. Auntie Betty, would you do us an honor in singing the birthday song?
Shanna.
Wait.
Shanna and Andrea.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
It's Andrea and Shanna. Shanna on the 15th and Adriana on the 15th.
Oh, okay. All right. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you and many more. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And many more. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, we are at the part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be even more Bible verses, praise report, testimonies, song, or poem. So I'll go down the list. And I will start out with Sister Shirley. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I will read scripture, Psalms 118, starting at verse 25. O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine upon us. With harp in hand, join in the festive procession, up the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give you thanks. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Psalms. Next, I go to Hubert. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm coming out of the Red Prayer Book, a repentance prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you today to ask your forgiveness and seek your direction and guidance. We know your word says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. But that is exactly what we have done. We have lost our spiritual equilibrium and inverted our values. We confess that we have ridiculed the absolute truth of your word and called it pluralism. We have worshiped under God and called it multiculturalism. We have endorsed perversion and call it the alternate lifestyle. We have exploited the poor and call it the lottery. We have neglected the needy and call it self-preservation. We have rewarded laziness and call it welfare. We have killed our unborn and call it choice. We have shot abortionists and call it justifiable. We have neglected to discipline our children and call this building self-esteem. Some of us have abused power and call it savior. We have converted our neighbor possessions and call it ambition. We have polluted the air with profanity and pornography and call it freedom of expression. We have really ridiculed the time, honored values of our forefathers and call it enlightenment. Search us, O God, and know our hearts today. Try us and see if there's some wicked way in us. Clean us from every sin and set us free according to your will. I ask this in the name of your Son, the Lord, the living Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of the Red Prayer Book. Amen. Next, I'll go to Auntie Carrie. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to read Psalm 123. Unto thee I lift up my eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heaven. Behold, as the eyes of thy servant look unto the hand of thy masters, and the eyes of thy maiden look unto the hand of thy mistress. So our eyes wait upon the Lord, our God, until he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us. For we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with scornful. of those that are at ease, and with the contempt of proud. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Psalms 123. Let's see. Next, I'll go to Auntie Dot. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 20. The Lord hear thee in the days of trouble. The name of God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strength out of Zion. Remember all the offering and accept the burning sacrifice. Grant thee according to their own heart and fulfill all their counsel. We will rejoice in their salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banner. The Lord fulfill all their petition. Now know that I am the Lord, save his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saying strength, of his right hand. Some trust in charity and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. For they are brought down and fallen, but we are raised and stand upright. Say, Lord, let the King bear us when we call. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Psalms 20. I will go next, and my next reading is from the Daily Bread, and the title is Written in Blood. You can get the reading out of Galatians 6. Normally, we use the word written in blood in a less literal way. It usually conveys a willingness to stand behind our words with our life. As Paul ended his letter to the Galatians, he was, in a figurative sense, writing his story in blood. He wrote a message of love and grace that would arouse the anger of other religious leaders. He knew he would be hated for honoring the death of Christ above the ritual and moral laws of Israel. He would be punished for teaching that Christ's death and resurrection were more important than the laws of circumcision that represented the whole Mosaic way of life. His suffering for Christ would literally include shedding his own blood. Paul wasn't willing to play it safe. He knew the crucifixion of Christ was the center page of history, putting his own life on the line. Paul proclaimed the inaccessibly heart of God. He gave his son to express the ultimate word of love, written in blood at the cross. To show his love, Jesus died for us. To show our love, we must live for him. Amen.
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 Okay. Next I'll go to, I don't know, is Angela able to share anything tonight?
No, she's back.
Okay. All right. Next I'll go to Auntie Betty. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm coming out of the worker I want to share. He said, Jesus is love. He won't let you down. This declaration is the open verse of one of my favorite songs. In the next verse, the songwriter, Lionel Richard, attests to the fact that there is power in the name of Jesus. Jesus said it when he issued the Great Commission. All power in heaven and in earth is given unto me. What does all mean? Let's keep it simple. If no mean no, and yes mean yes, through the process of deductive reason, all must mean all. I have it all. There is nothing left. I am absolutely. I am that I am. Sovereign Lord and all that is past, present, and future. I am Alpha and Omega. I am the giver of life. And in the fullness of time, I gave my life that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I am the giver of all good and perfect gifts. I am from everlasting to everlasting. I am the author and the finish of your faith. I am the good shepherd, and my word is faithful and true. I am he who spoke the word in existence and created all life. I am the creator and sustainer of life. I am he who is, and I am still in control. Amen, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of the Worker. Next I have Mother May. Any good news? I'm sorry, praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm coming out of Luke 1 through 13, and it's a prayer. When we make a commitment to Jesus Christ, God grant us a new walk and a new talk. Talking to the Lord is prayer. But prayer is more than just saying what we feel. Making a commitment to Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit transforms the heart. And from the transformation heart come a new desire for what we want and need. What comes natural to us is living according to the flesh. But Jesus teaches us how to walk and talk in the Spirit. Jesus' prayer is a model prayer that seeks the region of God's will on earth. Though if we are challenged to put aside our personal quest for gain, because what is best for us is that God's will, not our will, be done. When we pray daily, we ought to acknowledge God's sovereignty. We ask the Lord to meet our basic need because we learn it is only through the Lord that we live and move and have our being. We make a recommendation to the Lord, confessing and repenting to know and to unknown sin because we are working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. We should also ask the Lord to give us the strength to love others as we want others to love us. We ought to tell the Lord that we want to be kept by him and not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Luke. Let's see here. Is there anything anyone would like to share with the group before we go into the closing prayer?
Loretta, how was your trip?
Oh, my trip was wonderful. So relaxing. I got to see deers and rabbits. We stayed in a cabin about an hour away from Kentucky.
Okay.
We just had a wonderful time. It was girls' night out.
All right, then.
Okay. Thank you for asking. I had to, what I was exposed to nature again. That's what it was.
Okay.
All right,
then. Yeah, it was very nice. Thank you so much for asking.
Okay,
well, I would like to share that there was an awesome readings tonight from everywhere. We was in Mark, Psalms, Corinthians, Revelation, Romans, Philippians, Luke. So if our week get kind of rough, I say reflect back on today's scriptures, right?
Amen.
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 Amen. Good reading tonight. Okay, if there's nothing else to be said, we can bow our head for the closing prayer led by Hubert.
Loretta.
Yes, ma'am.
You didn't
Uh-oh,
ask for next
week. Part. Hold on a second, Hubert. Yes, ma'am.
That's what I was going to tell you.
Okay,
you forgot
thank
to sign
you.
The part.
Okay, thank you. I surely had forgot. Okay, so I have first up Deuteronomy 21. Any volunteers?
I will read that.
Mother May.
Let me write that down.
Okay, opening prayer. Anyone want to do the opening prayer next week? Any takers? Okay, how about I'm sorry?
Sister Shirley.
You'll do the opening prayer?
Yes.
Amen. Okay, how about the sick and shut-ins? Any takers for that? Okay, next I have the closing prayer.
After the closing prayer.
Okay. All right. So we have Mother May doing Deuteronomy 21. Sister Shirley will be doing the opening prayer. I will do the sick and shut in, and Hubert will do the closing prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer, please.
My Heavenly Father, thank you for the cross, Lord, the blood you shed for me, for your new mercy every day, your grace and liberty. Thank you for my friends, Lord, and all my family. Keep each one near to your heart and hold them tenderly. Thank you for my ears to hear and for my eyes to see. When I am still and read your word, please show your truth to me. When I rise up each morning and give my day to you, let the sun rise in my heart and let his love shine through. Before I make decisions, remind me I must pray. Let everything I say and do be in a loving way. Reach out to others through me, the hurting, sad, and lost. And Jesus gave his life for me, Lord, I will pay the cost. In Jesus' name, I ask. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless the president and everyone in the White House, Israel, other nations, our schools, and this prayer line. We promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
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 God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
Love you guys.
Good night.
Love y'all.
Please.
Good night.